let's get right to it. So, if you've been following on the calendar, then you realize, hopefully, that this is week 15 already, believe it or not, which means next week is it. So, lots to do today. I can still collect it. We are going to review for the final, which you guys will take next week, and we will, more importantly, talk about the final assignment, which is due next week. Now, final assignment is a group assignment, so because you have help, because you can essentially tag in a professional, it is a little bit more involved, but I'm going to explain exactly what is involved with the final assignment. Like I talked about last week, the final assignment takes our two favorite things and sort of pushes them together into one big event, and this is the sale promotion. Right, literally the two things we've been talking about for 2 months put together into one big event. As you might expect from the name, the sale promotion does in fact promote a sale. I know that sounds crazy, but there it is. Typically, we don't mix those two things. Typically, if we have a promotion, it's just a promotion, right? If there's a sale going on, it's just a sale. But occasionally, those two things overlap. If I'm a client, if I'm a regular client of yours, and I have a big sale coming up, say for Labor Day, or for the beginning of summer, or like Memorial Day, or 4th of July, or you know, back to school, or getting ready for Christmas, who knows what. Right? If I have a big sale coming up, I may want you to come up with a promotion to advance that sale, to get as many people to come to that sale as possible. Right? And that brings up, you'll notice when I was listing off some of those examples, that a lot of them are centered around holidays. Right? We tend to think of sale events as being centered around a particular time of year or a particular day. And the reason for that is because the marketing department, if there is one, of the clients that you're going to work with, which sometimes just means the owner or the manager or whoever, they need to get this stuff worked out well in advance. Okay? If I own a business, then I need to know at least 3 months in advance what I'm doing. I can't just make it up as I go. Right, because I've got expenses to meet, I've got things to plan for. So if I am on top of it and running my business well, then if I'm going to do a promotion, say in May, I've probably already talked about it by now because we're into March. So you want to have at least 2 months, maybe even three, advance notice just so you know what's on the calendar. Not to say that you're actively planning for those 3 months, but you at least know that something's coming. The key to making a sale promotion work is coming up with a promotion that is easily integrated into the sale itself, whatever that sale is. Now, if you're going to integrate a promotion that deeply into somebody's concept, right, into somebody's concept for a sale, then what are some of the things that you have to know? Any idea? Like, if I was going to tell you guys to plan a promotion, which I will do later, by the way, give me one thing. What would you need to know?
Type of business.
Right. What do they do? Sometimes it's self-evident, right? Sometimes it's right there in the name. Payless Shoe Source. I wonder what they do. Mm-hmm. Right? What else?
Oh, wait. I was
going to
say budget, but it's a promotion, so...
Ah, but that counts. Now, and you brought up budget. Budget works two ways. Number one, you got to know what your client's budget is.
Right.
Because they may not have a lot of money to spend, which means usually, depending on how you work things out, sometimes we take things out in trade. But if they don't have a lot of money, they may not be able to plan as big a promotion as they want.
Right.
Right? And this brings us back to something we talked about earlier. Remember, a couple weeks ago, we brought up the idea of a simple promotion, which is an idea and a cost. Okay? And you start with the simple promotion, you kind of go from there. It's the simple promotion, the idea and the cost, that gives you the sort of ballpark, so you know what your general area is, and then you can plan around what your client can actually do, right? There's the sort of pie in the sky, wish we could do this, kind of wish list sort of thing, and then there's, okay, here's what the reality is, and usually there's somewhere in between, right? Clients usually can't do everything they want to. Sometimes they can. Sometimes
You're dealing with a major client. They have essentially an unlimited budget. You know, if we were working with somebody like Nike or Budweiser, then yeah, they could throw you a, you know, 10 grand, 20 grand and say, here, make it work. And that probably wouldn't be a problem. But you guys are going to be working with clients that work on a much smaller scale. That doesn't mean you're going to be doing, you know, cheap promotions. It still needs to be good and well thought out and all that stuff. But yeah, you're right to think about cost because budget is a factor. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today as well. What else? What do you think?
We need, like, a demographic?
Absolutely. You got to know your demographic. Now, you probably know your demographic a little bit already because you're, excuse me, because you're already deciding whether or not to work with them. Because usually you only work with a client if they fall within your demographic as a station. Again, it has to do with one of the things we talked about last week, making sure you identify the right clients. You know, constantly sort of reevaluating and saying, is this client still a good fit for our core audience? And if, assuming that the answer is yes, then you can probably go ahead with that promotion. But that's absolutely something you need to think of as well. What else?
It kind of goes along with what you just said, that the psychographic.
Good point. Let's, you know what, we don't talk too much about that. It's kind of implied, but let's talk about the difference between demographics and psychographics. Demographics is physically where do these people fall in measurable terms, like race, education, income level, area where they live, you know, that kind of thing, age, that sort of. These are all measurable statistics. Those are things that we can easily put down on paper and go, okay, you fit into a demographic. Psychographics are very different. Psychographics have to do with, okay, once I know your demographic, how do I get you to do what I want you to do? Because your appeal to an older middle class customer is going to be different than your appeal to a younger student. You're going to hit different things. Now, ironically, they may fall into the same demographic because demographics are pretty broad. But psychologically, psychographics wise, you have to appeal to them in very different ways, on very different levels. And to do that, you need to understand a little bit more of sort of the psychological impacts of marketing. What makes these people tick? How do I appeal to them? And we talked a little bit about some of those things. One of the things that we did when you guys did the one-sheeter assignment was we point out when you show the difference of the net cost versus the total investment, right? You point out the disparity between those two numbers. For most people, that's a psychological trigger. Right? I see that I am saving money, or I see that you are giving me a deal. Psychologically, I am more predisposed to agree with you because you're giving me something. I can see the value, literally, in black and white. That's a psychographic appeal. Okay? And psychographics is a huge issue that people much smarter than me are still trying to figure out. But that does play into it. Knowing your demographic and knowing how to work with that demographic, two very different things. Right? But I'm glad you brought up the distinction. Thank you for talking about that. What else?
With the type of sale or things going on sale, would you want to know that?
Right, yeah, you need to know that too. You need to know, sales like this, much like planning a promotion in the first place that we talked about all those weeks ago, there's something specific going on that they need to hype, okay? And whether that be, you know, a going out of business sale or a spring cleaning sale, maybe they need to make room, if it's a car dealership, maybe they need to make room for the new models that are coming in. So they're going to try and get rid of every used or you know, 2 years or older car that they have on their lot, right? Because they just are out of space. Simple as that. So you need to know those kinds of things so you can plan the promotion accordingly. And all that stuff does take place. There's one key difference. You might be starting to see that there's a lot of similarity between a sale promotion and what you've already done in your one-sheeter. The difference was that the one-sheeter was about an event that was not actually sale-related. It was an event that you could go to, that you could take part in, that you could participate in, but it wasn't necessarily about moving product. Okay. This is about moving product. That's one of the goals of the promotion, is to get people to come to a sale, right? Because that sale is already on your client's calendar. The other difference is, the other difference is, when you guys came up with the one-sheeter, remember I asked you for the list of five prospects. finding audiences that you could pitch the idea to. You went out looking for clients. This assignment works exactly the opposite way. Here, you will already have your client in mind. You already know who you're pitching to, so you can tailor the promotion to them specifically. You know, before it was, let's find someone who's a good fit for this. Now it's, I've got my customer, how do I fit them? Right? It's the difference between buying a nice suit off the rack and going and getting something tailored specially for you. Okay, one of them will fit better. Plain and simple. And so there's a little bit of a difference psychologically in terms of how you plan this thing out. Okay, instead of going and looking for clients or trying to appeal to a broad spectrum of folks, now you're going after one client specifically so you can really focus in on what they want. All right? And that's going to be one of the keys. One of the things that's also different between this assignment and the one sheeter, there are some similarities because you will be working on putting together proposals and putting down as many details as possible. But unlike the one sheeter where I kind of left things up in the air in terms of what station you work for and who your client is, this time I'm going to give you a lot more of that information. So you have a lot more information to work with so you can fill in some of those blanks. With the one-sheeter, it was all about getting the idea down and getting the idea organized and making it presentable. Here, I'm going to tell you exactly who your client's going to be. I'm going to tell you the station that you work for, and I'm going to give you some specific information about that station so you don't have to make up all those details. You'll be able to plug those all in and fill in those blanks so that everything, hopefully, will make more sense. That's the goal. Okay? Everything make sense so far?
So far.
All right. So the first thing I want to do is, because this is a group assignment, we need to group you guys into groups. Let's see. All right. In front of you, you've got one of three stations. You either work for WABC, WBBC, or WCBC. I'm going to talk about each of these in turn. Some of them have things in common, but it's going to be important to talk about all this information because it does affect everybody. So listen up, please. On the sheet that you have in front of you, you've got some crucial station information. It's a double-sided sheet, so make sure you're looking at the side that has the call letters at the front. I'm going to talk about WABC first, those of you who are country 100.2.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, are you guys the only one?
Yes.
Sweet. All right.
Yeehaw.
Represent.
Yeehaw.
Okay, so for you guys, your target demo, your demo information, station information is at the top of the sheet. You guys are 25 to 54, family-oriented programming, primarily female. Country is a female demographic. Most people don't figure that out right away. You've got a Heritage Morning Show, which means they've been around. Stand by. You've got a Heritage Morning Show, which means they've been around for a while. They do lots of events for charity. Your midday host also works as the weatherman for a local TV, station, so you got a little bit of extra celebrity there. Afternoon drive likes to get a little wild and crazy, have fun with listeners on the way home. Evenings wind down a little bit, it's a little more laid back. You have love song dedications, things like that. Here's one of the important things to know about your station. Your overnights are syndicated, a sort of yeehaw classic country show that's heard nationwide. The important thing to know about that is you do not have a live person in the station during the overnight hour. Okay, so you have to kind of plan around and realize that there is not a live person there. That's number one. So that's your station information. This layout, by the way, is the same for everybody. Second half of the sheet has to do with your ratings information. Before we talk about ratings information, I want to talk a little bit about your day parts and your rates. As you guys, I think, have been told before, different day parts have different ad rates. In other words, different parts of the day are more or less expensive to advertise in. It works like this. Morning drives, usually from 6 to 10, we'll say, that's going to be your most expensive. Then you've got midday. In this case, we'll say from 10 to 2. Then you've got afternoons, and in there is afternoon drive. In this case, would be 2 to 6. Someone's already doing math. After that, you've got nighttime. Here's where things get interesting. Night shift on these stations should be from No, 6 to 12.
A little bit longer.
And then your overnights.
12
to 6. There you go. Overnights are 12 to 6. Now, this is also the order of your morning drive and afternoon drive are going to be your two most profitable times of the day. Morning drive is the most, is by far the most profitable. Afternoon drive is the second most expensive, followed then by midday, nights, and overnights are the least expensive. So these are your day parts. Okay? This is important because one of the things that you're going to do in this assignment is you need to figure out what the commercial schedule for this package is going to be. What you guys are going to end up doing once you get your concept figured out is kind of like what you did with the one-sheeter, you're going to start putting details down on paper. But this time I'm giving you actual facts to work with. Okay? Now, they're fictional facts, and then I made them up. But they're facts nonetheless. So in this case, I've got ratings information for you for WABC so that you know how much to charge for your commercials depending on when they're going to run. All right? So here's what you need to know. WABC is in the top 3 out of the 15 stations in your market. For your target demo, your 12-plus numbers, meaning everybody else, usually puts you in the top 10. So you guys are in pretty good shape. And that's reflected by your ad rates. And they're right there in the next paragraph for you. $100 for mornings, that's per spot. $60 for afternoons. $45 for middays. $30 for nights. And your overnights are as low as $15 a shot. So quite a difference there. $15 for an overnight spot versus $100 for morning drive. Kind of a big deal. And that's, again, that's per spot. That's not, you know, I bought time in the morning slot, so that cost me $100. No, if your spot runs for 2 weeks, say, you know, once a day for 2 weeks, that's 14 spots. During the morning drive, that's $1,400. So you run that spot more than once a day, it starts to get pretty expensive. Right? This is where the money comes into the station. We talk a lot about advertising being important. You're going to start to see that add up in a second now that you've actually got some numbers to work with. Okay? Now, in addition to your ad rates, you've got some sponsorship opportunities available. Remember we talked about added value way back when the course started. This is where that comes into play. You've got additional sponsorships that you can throw into the package. You can either charge for them or you can throw them in for free. Okay? If you charge for them, and you should at least put them into your total so you know what your net total is. If you charge for a sponsorship, your sponsorships cost the same as your lowest ad rate. So, for WABC, since your lowest ad rate is $15 for overnight, each of your sponsorships costs $15. Okay? So you've got a bunch of those. You've got morning news, morning traffic, morning news headlines that happen twice a day, midday news, midday coffee break, afternoon drive countdown, afternoon news update, and you've got hourly requests during the night shift. Yes, sir.
All the sponsorships are $15, even if it's like in the morning?
Yeah. Okay. Because a sponsorship is not the same as a full-blown spot. Okay. All right. Now, if you turn the sheet over, you'll find out who you're working for. In this case, you guys are working for a furniture store. I don't particularly care which one you pick. You can pick a regular actual furniture store. You can make one up. That's up to you. The circumstances are this. They have been in business for 30 years. They are relocating. They need to move. They're moving to a bigger store. So your job is going to be hyping their moving sale. They've got stuff they want to get rid of. They don't want to move everything when they move buildings. So you are going to help them get rid of that stuff by helping them have a bigger, successful sale. All right? That's the plan. So your job then is to come up with a promotion that gets more people to come than they otherwise would just by themselves. They are going to advertise You can assume that the client believes in advertising that they've advertised with you before. They're a well-established client. So you've already met with them. You've already worked out the details. What you're going to prepare for me is a sheet that explains what those details are. And do not worry. I'll give you an example in a second. Okay? But that's the general idea. So you can start thinking about some concepts and things that you might want to bring forward. For those of you who are working for WBBC, that is the classic rock station, 98.9. More than a few of you. Take a look at that side of the sheet for me, if you would. Your circumstances are a little bit different. Your target demo is mostly males, 35 to 54, a little bit older demographic. 30 years of classic rock is your slogan. Your morning host is a former Hollywood child star, so someone who was on a sitcom or something when he was a kid, and then he grew up and needed to get a real job. Danny Bonaducci, not Gary Coleman. Gary Coleman's very dead, so please do not bring him back. But I've had, please do pick somebody who is a real actor who is still alive. I've had people in the past use Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family because he's an actual DJ, God help us. I've also had people use Neil Patrick Harris. I've had people use Screech from Saved by the Bell. Kirk Cameron, Jaleel White. Yeah, you get the idea.
So it could be anyone that's childhood, they don't necessarily have to be on the radio.
Right, anybody who was a child star, that's up to you. But that's your big draw, is we've got this kid who used to be famous. Yes, sir.
Child star made 18 and under.
When they were famous,
yeah.
But they've obviously grown up. Yes. Yes, they were famous when they were younger. Now they're grown up. Okay. Please no. Oh my God. All right. So moving on really quickly. Your midday host used to be the morning guy, got bumped to the child star, but nonetheless, he's still there doing his job. Your afternoon guy has been in the market for a long time, and he is your classic afternoon classic rock jock. He loves working afternoons because it means he can still get in a round of golf before he has to come into the station. And they do a lot of events for charity, especially one in the spring and summer. The biggest draw is where they team up with a gentleman's establishment, and they have what is called the topless tee-off event.
Yeah.
Now, it does raise a lot of money for charity. However, there's a note here, and this would hold true if you were going to do something like this in real life, too. Yes, it gets a lot of attention, but as we've previously established in this class, contrary to what they might tell you in business school, not all attention is good. Okay? Ask Mr. Limbaugh about that.
I don't think it's cocky.
Yeah. So, again, it's an option for you because there is a pre-existing relationship. This is an event that you're known for, but you do not have to use it. Be aware that there might be ramifications. If you choose to use it, it might work, but it also might blow up in your face, so be careful about that. Your evenings tend to be a little more AOR. That's an old term that means deep cuts, stuff that nobody else plays. And then overnights, you do have a live body in the building. So the station is live 24/7. Your overnight jock is someone who, this is their first job, so he's you. So that's good, because your station is live 24/7. That means you've got somebody live on the air all night long. WBBC, for your ratings information, is usually in the top 10 out of 15. Your 12-plus number is usually in the top 15. That means for everybody in the market. Now, because your ratings are a little bit lower, your rates are a little bit lower as well. Your rates are $75 for morning drive, $50 for afternoon drive, $35 for middays, $20 for nights, and overnights are $10 a shot. Okay, so again, you see that correlation, lower ratings, a little bit lower revenue. That's just the way it works. You also have some sponsorship abilities, or opportunities rather, that are available. You got morning news, morning traffic, midday lunchtime requests, afternoon drive time, and then nighttime you've got hourly requests that can be sponsored as well. You flip the back side, you'll see who you're working for. You guys are working for a men's clothing store. They've been around for 10 years or so. Again, family owned, and they're relocating. Amazing. So they've got the same problem. they need to move their store. They need to get rid of what they've got in their store and make room for the new stuff. So you are going to plan an event that has to do with getting people in that store to buy stuff. Get them excited about the new location, make sure you tell them everything they need to know, and get them amped about this event. That's your job. Okay. Again, the client believes in advertising. They've advertised with you before. You can assume that you've already met with them. And again, the purpose of this proposal is to show the owner how advertising and going with your plan is better than your competition. Okay. And last but not least, WCBC. For those of you who are working with Light 93.5, again, slightly different conditions. Your core demographic is 25 to 49 females. Turn on the light is your station logo. That's your station branding. Your morning show host is a mellow-sounding dude. Midday hostess is local. She's been around for a while. Afternoon drive has been in and out of the market for many, many years. You'd very much like to do mornings, but isn't quite there yet. Evenings, you have love songs again during the evening hours, and then overnights, you're back to another syndicated show, so you do not have a live overnight person. Be aware of that as you're scheduling your spots. Your ratings information is as follows. WCBC, usually in the top 2 out of the 15. Target demo, that's for your target demo. Your 12-plus numbers, meaning everybody else, usually puts you in the top 8 out of 15. So that should tell you right there, the best ratings in the book means you also get to charge the most because that's what your commodity is. So you guys charge $130 for morning spots, $90 for afternoons, $65 for middays, $40 for nights, and $25 for overnight spots. Okay, so the math for everybody is going to be a little bit different. You've also got some sponsorship opportunities that are available. Morning news 4 times a day, traffic 8 times a day. You got a midday lunchtime request because everybody has one of those. You've also got afternoon drive time and hourly request during the nighttime hour. Again, your overnights are not a live person, so that changes things a little bit. Your client is a jewelry store. They've been around for about 25 years, and they're relocating. So everybody's working kind of the same deal, but a little different angle each time. Again, your jewelry store is relocating. They need to move their old stuff to make room for the new stuff and move everything over to the new store. So your job is to get people excited about that and hopefully get them in the door to take advantage of jumbo savings, oh boy. Okay? And how you do that is where the proposal comes in. Now, I'm gonna pass out to everybody an example of what the proposal in terms of the actual written portion of this is going to look like.
If I somehow didn't make it, I
apologize. No. So I'm going to give you some time to talk about it today, but it is not in class. Hang on, we'll talk about it. Chill out. Short answer is yes. Yes, everyone gets one. Okay. What I have given you is an example of what the written portion of this assignment should look like. In this case, it was written for WBBC. And you're going to notice, again, some similarities between this written proposal and the one-sheeter that you guys did a couple weeks ago. First sheet's basically a cover sheet. It's got his name on it. When I first assigned this to folks, it was a singular assignment. Everybody did their own. This is going to be a little bit different because it's a group assignment now instead of individual. But nonetheless, his name's on it. It says right up there, this is what it is. What's one of the first things you notice about this? Anything on the first page?
100% A.
Yes, you got 100%. This is pretty close to perfect. Anything else? What about the page itself?
It's a title page.
But is there anything on it that catches your attention?
The proposed event.
The mail drove.
Ah, thank you.
Oh, yeah, the man drove.
The man drove. First thing you notice, takes a little while, but this event has a name. It's not just to come here and buy our stuff sale. Okay? Every time you do a promotion, it should have a name attached to it. Why do you want a specific name attached to an event?
People know.
Identify it.
So you can identify it and brand it, right? You can't make a big deal out of it if you don't know what to call it. So you have to name it something. So that's the first thing. And in this case, you put it in bold. It's right there. If you turn the page, this is where the actual proposal starts. So on the inside page, you'll see we got a logo going on. He found the logo for the station. I don't know if he made it or if he just found it. He got lucky and found some clip art. He also found a logo for his business. Again, you can choose to use a real business or a fictional business. That's up to you. If you've got somebody in your group who's good with putting graphics into things, then by all means, feel free to do it. And you can see right up there, he says, we're presenting the Mandrove sales event. And then this second page basically explains, here's the deal. This is what the event's about. Team up with 98.9 for a two-week event, showcasing your clothing store in order to increase customer traffic to your old location, and spotlight the new location to generate revenue once the move is complete. Another thing that you need to notice is this thing takes 2 weeks. You should plan for your promotion to last a minimum of 2 weeks. Most campaigns you do are going to last at least that long, if not longer. Since you're going to run for 2 weeks, by the way, you may want to put it, you're going to want to put in specific dates as well. So get out a calendar, figure out where you want to plan this thing. It does not have to be right now. You can plan it for some time in the future. You want to do it in May or April or whatever, that's up to you. It does not have to be in the next 2 weeks. It can be whenever you want. But do supply dates for this thing. Once the dates are provided, then we start to get into details. One of the things that needs to be included is that there must be an event, there must be basically a remote or some sort of event that goes along with this promotion. Okay? Since there's a remote involved, that means there's going to be staff on site, which means you've got to give them something to say. Now, what you might notice on the first page is he's going to do not one, but two remotes during this package. You must do at least one. He chose to do two, I think, because it makes some logical sense. Since there are two locations to deal with, he decided to do one remote at the old location, one remote at the new location. You must do at least one. And there should be liners that go along with that remote. Now, you can choose to use either conversational or bullet point liners. He chose to put in bullet point liners, which is fine. This is basically to tell the client, when we do the remote, here are the things we're going to talk about. We're, of course, going to mention 30 years of classic rock, because that's us. Live at the Foursome Men's Clothing Outfitters, that's you guys. Huge liquidation event, half off men's clothing, moving to a bigger and better location. First 50 people get free golf polo shirts. Be at the new location for the new grand opening, and then he's got slightly different liners for the new event, or for the new location, rather, because there's different things happening there. Okay? You see you get 40% off all purchases. First 50 people get in there get free fitness and golf pants. And we've got hamburgers and hot dogs during the event as well. Okay, so lots going on in these two different events, but there are two different...
So this is what the on-staff people are going to say.
Yes,
the remote.
Correct.
Okay.
Now again, these are bullet points, so it's not written out word for word. If you want to write it out like a script, you can. But
so in this case, would the on-air person take this and then rewrite it in their own way?
If you were to perform this live, absolutely, that's exactly what you would do.
Okay.
You can put it in this form, in written form, just to give the client an idea of what you're going to talk about during the event. That's what the liners are designed to do, but you've got it sorted out completely. Okay? All right. Now, like I said, one of the things that's different about this assignment than it was for the one-sheeter is you're going to need to decide how many commercials you're going to run and where they're going to go. How long are you going to run them? You should run them for the 2 weeks that deal with the promotion, but you've got to figure out when you're going to schedule them. And one of the things you need to think about is, where do I want to focus my commercials? Do I want to focus them on one hand, I want to put all those ads in morning or afternoon drive because that's where I make all my money. Those are my most expensive times. On the other hand, I got to reach as many people as possible. So do I focus my time or do I just blanket it and run them all day? This is the great balancing act, okay? This is the question that programmers and managers have been trying to answer for since there's been advertising and radio. They've been trying to figure out, is it better to just get everybody you can, like a shotgun approach, or do I focus in and get that guy and that guy and that guy and that person over there? Either way works. This is one of the things you're going to have to decide is where are these commercials going to fall, okay? But since there are commercials, and you expect your client to pay for them, you should also provide a script. You should provide a written 30-second script. You do not have to perform it. You do not have to produce it. But I do want to see one. If you want to produce it, go right ahead. And so you can see on the next page of the package, there's the script right there. And that's about 30 seconds of, copy. In case you're curious, by the way, if you're writing in 12-point type, 30 seconds, about 10 lines. 7 to 10 lines of type. Okay, you had a question?
Yeah. Are rates on the weekend the same as that, or is it just its own rate?
Great question. Weekend rates can vary incredibly. For weekends, I would use your lowest rate. Weekends are usually cheaper. So if you are going to factor in Saturday and Sunday, just use whatever the lowest rate is.
Okay.
Now, below the script itself, you see he's priced out. Here's when things are going to fall, and he's done the math to go along with that. The way he's figured it out is he's got 170 spots that are going to run over 2 weeks, which is not terribly heavy. Then after that quick little thumbnail of the schedule, he's got a little bullet point of here's everything you get if you sign on today. And on the next page, I apologize because the explosion makes it a little hard to see, but on the next page, he basically points out, just like you guys did with the one-sheeter, the total package would normally cost 14 grand, but we have been authorized to price it differently and make it a deal for you. I can offer it to you for $9,500. Now, a couple different ways he got there. Number one, if you offer in sponsorships, you include them in the net, but you take them out of the overall contribution that you're asking from the client. So you include them in the total value, but you can take them out of the price that you're asking them to pay. In addition, I, as your sales manager, am authorizing you to take up to an additional 10% off.
Do we include that in there, that we're taking an additional 10%?
You may want to advertise that to him in some way, shape, or form. You can if you want to. Some people do, some people don't. Check out the fine print underneath the explosion. Cost includes a $100 talent fee for each on-site event. Okay, so if you have a remote, and you must have at least one, each remote's going to cost $100 per person, meaning per talent. Having done my fair share of free remotes, I can tell you nobody likes to do them, but we do them anyway. If we have the option, we like to pay our talent a little extra because they are going outside of the station. It's a lot of work to work an event. You got extra hours, extra time, extra stuff, you know, having to interact with the public. It's a little bit of a hassle. We like to throw them a bone if we can. So, $100 talent fee. So if you have two remotes, include $200 in there because you're going to need to pay your talent for that day. Okay? And then the last little blurb is just a little message to please team up with 98.9 and enjoy the benefits of having the best representation by the top market radio station. Make the right decision and invest in a revenue-slamming campaign for 30 years of experience. So just a sort of generic little pitch at the end. But that's, this again is a pretty good model of what I'm looking for, because this spells out to the client exactly what they're going to get if provided they go with your idea. So you need to explain what the idea is. If there is a contest involved, and there probably should be, or some sort of giveaway, you should explain how that giveaway is going to work. That's up to you, whatever the idea might be. Now your job as the promotions department is going to be to try and figure out what's the best promotion to get people to want to come to this furniture store or jewelry store or men's clothing store, whichever one you happen to have. Okay? So let that sink in. We'll take a little break. We'll come back and talk about some details at 12:15. We'll also give you some time later on to break some.